Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics are brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. My wife is experiencing the huge swings of temperature in the studios. How it's warm for a couple hours, then the AC just won't shut off, and then it's cold, and then she's like, holy smokes, like, this is ridiculous how it goes from like 77 to like 67. Just woof.
Wow. I don't know if it's supposed to be this low. It's set at 67 in here, Jay.
Yeah, I don't know that that's, I don't know that it's accurate anyway, but yeah,
probably not.
You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Do you want me to punch it up a degree or something?
You want it up a degree there? No, she's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's fine. Rub some dirt on it. Come on now.
I don't think that works.
You don't think that's it? Yeah. Well, you're on the goosebumps. That's what I meant. That reminds me. We were talking about the listener letter today about the guy who was, he and his girlfriend, she wants him to get a new phone number, and they want to get phone numbers that are one digit off from each other because...
Well, they don't.
Yeah, she does because she thought it'd be cute, kind of matchy-matchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it reminded me of...
Matchy-matchy.
Honey, grab that microphone a little bit. Pull it a little closer.
This one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. It was Christmas Eve, and we have a tradition of, like a lot of people, matching pajamas. So we...
Is that for real?
Yeah. For the whole family. So it's like the people that were there, right? It was my two sons, one of the girlfriends, and then my daughter and her husband and my wife and I, and everybody had matching pajamas.
Okay, go on.
So we sit around, we do games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were at my son's apartment, and so the games end, and we... Do we have two cars? Why were we by ourselves there? Where were Emma and Jacob? Because we stayed at the casino, and we were walking through the casino. I think maybe, I don't know if we had dropped them off or whatever, but it was just my wife and I walking through the casino. And so we didn't even think about it, but here we're walking through the casino in matching pajamas. And this one lady just looks at us, and she kind of starts staring at us, and she gets this little grin on her face. She goes, I love the matching pajamas. Then I realize we're literally walking through the casino at not that late of an hour, by the way, and we're just wearing matching pajamas walking through the casino. Like, I mean, it wasn't a great look, I'm sure, at that point. But
well, at that time of the year.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking match-wise? Are we just talking, like, plaid standard, or are we talking, like, Grinch costumes?
Ooh, Grinch would have been great. You did have that Grinch sweatshirt. That would have been cool to match. But we had plaid pants and just, what, a green shirt?
And a green T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, people wear that all the time.
I was going to say, any more pajamas in the middle of the day doesn't seem as weird as it used to back in the day.
Yeah. Man, when I was in college, the amount of people who were wearing, well, a lot of times I guess it was sweatpants, but there were a lot of people who wore pajama pants.
Like to class, you're saying. Yeah.
So, I mean,
Well, there's some people here that do that.
Yeah.
It just seems weird in the middle of the day. At least to me. I guess not anymore, but it still seems weird. And I forgot we were wearing matching pajamas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the dynamic duo strikes again.
Thanks, Steve. I saw they had I think this is a brand new trophy. I was looking at some of the bowl games that are coming up, and I know Missouri plays in a bowl game on Monday, and our Huskers, they play tomorrow at 9 a.m. And what bowl are you in, Steve? Do you know the name of it? Yeah, seriously.
Ooh, is it the... I want to say Music City, but that...
In Nashville, so that would make sense.
I don't think that's right.
Let me see it.
Too bad there's not a way.
Let's go! Miss Matchy Matchy is speaking on the radio now.
I love this woman.
Oh, man.
The Trans Perfect Music City Bowl, Steve.
Okay, so it is the Music City Bowl.
Yeah, they just threw a sponsor in front of it.
Okay, maybe that was a confused
one. Probably. I think we're in the Bad Boy, are we not? The Bad Boy Moore Bowl?
Hold on. There was a way, Jay.
I can't read it very well. The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
Pinstripe, there it is.
Yeah,
that's right, because that is always at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So, earlier, and then there's a There's the Pop-Tart Bowl. I don't know if you've seen the they were debuting the trophy today.
For the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, the Pop-Tart Bowl. Okay. And well, obviously it has a Pop-Tart on it, you know, yeah. like the logo, and looks like a Pop-Tart box on the bottom part, on the stand part, and then it goes up and it's a gigantic trophy. And then of course it has a football like up on the top of it, like more like a Super Bowl would.
Sure.
And the football is a toaster. With okay. two Pop-Tarts in it. So it's like, it's got like toaster slots in the football with like fake Pop-Tarts in it. I'm like, all right, go all in. I mean, why not? You probably paid $20 million for that, so go for it.
Now, wait, are these Pop-Tarts edible?
I don't know for sure. I think they were fake. I think they were fake Pop-Tarts. Okay. Now that you said it, I'm kind of second guessing, but I think they were fake Pop-Tarts in the fake toaster, unless it's a real toaster, which would even be better.
Oh, yeah.
Plug in your trophy, heat up your Pop-Tarts, eat them. Yum.
Now, the winning team, they got to be getting, like, Pop-Tarts for a year. Or, like,
I don't know what they're doing, but
something.
That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. It's got to be something, right?
We could have given them the ones we found here yesterday.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. What was it? The pumpkin Pop-Tarts or something?
What was it?
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts. Pumpkin pie. Which they expired in 16, I think it was.
Well, I mean...
19 or 2000?
I don't know if you'd know the difference at that point.
Yeah. Well, no. Are Pop-Tarts like Twinkies? Or they just never expire?
Did you happen to pick one up? Did they feel like it was really rock hard?
No, I didn't. I just tossed it right into the
what?
Bag. Yes. Threw them away.
We got rid of so much, I would think... edible food yesterday. I mean, 8-year-old Pop-Tarts.
2016? Are you out of your mind?
It's just a suggestion.
That's right. That's what I say all the time.
What?
It's best used by, not expired. Come on, man.
Best used by. You're really stretching that.
I'm actually Googling. Are 8-year-old Pop-Tarts okay to eat? Tarts okay to eat.
I don't know if people have even searched that.
Well, yeah,
so
I get to be
outrageous.
The first one. Yes, even though they might not taste as fresh, 8-year-old Pop-Tarts are generally considered safe to eat as long as the package is intact and there are no visible signs of damage or mold.
Yeah, well, people are dumb.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who do you think you could trust better with a secret? Let's think about this for a second.
Boy.
Bruce, do you trust, your life depends on it. Do you trust Warren with a secret or Kevin?
Kevin James.
Oh, God.
I know. You're just goodbye.
Call the Undertaker.
Nice knowing you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No truer words. Hey, I know it's only been officially winter for a little while now, like a week, whatever. But the good news is that sun sets after 4 o'clock now. Huh?
Hey.
How about that? Baby steps. And we've been low on snow for 24, but, you know, it's who knows? It'll probably change. And
yeah, what about precipitation just in general, though?
I think we've been okay with that. It's just obviously it's been in the form of rain.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember, in the amount of time that I've lived here, I don't ever remember not shoveling in, you know, like November, December combined, like at least once. I mean, I feel like that's weird. I think I heard, what did Mark Peterson say this morning? Like 30 years? It's the lowest amount of snow in 30 years or something like that?
Is that right?
Yeah, so it's obviously we haven't had much. Had precip, had rain,
yep.
But not much snow. And the other good news is by this time next month, we'll have an hour more of cloudy weather. I mean, sunshine. Of daytime. Let's just say that. Of miserable gray daytime. We'll have 1 hour more of it.
Jay, you went from optimism to...
Well, I mean, it's just... Gosh, dang it.
Yeah. What would you call that? Gray optimism?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's supposed to rain today, tomorrow, Sunday. But the good news, it will only be cloudy Monday, Tuesday before it rains again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I heard Mark Peterson say we could sneak some snow in there, but we're only at a low of like 32. Tomorrow's low 37. I don't know if you can do the math on that. That's not snow.
I didn't know any math was involved.
Well, that's why I'm here. All right.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two, Steve. What do you got?
Okay, Jay. So when you go on your summer trip to Minnesota,
yes,
you have, I assume, vacation friends. or people that you
sure.
associate with only during that time.
Really. That live where we vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And you would consider them, you know, friends, but
absolutely.
Mainly just during that time.
Yeah. I mean, my wife's family, so cousins and stuff. And then, yeah, some people who live in Minnesota. You know, the whole Rats family, et cetera.
Yeah, of course, the Rats.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
You know, our neighbor.
Okay.
And Trent.
Uh-huh.
Did I forget anybody, honey?
No?
But okay. They're like, they're vacation friends is what they
yes,
are.
Yes, of course, because we're on vacation and they live there. Yeah.
Okay. So my question then is, do you have a similar situation with like holiday friends? Are there people that you only see during the holidays?
That's a good question. I don't think so, right?
I can think of.
No, we just had just regular friends.
Okay, because I feel like there are...
I could see what you're saying, though.
Probably a lot of people who have that.
Who they come back to town for the holidays, or maybe
right.
over the holidays you make a better effort to see your friends, which you maybe haven't seen since the last holiday.
Right.
That is possible, yeah.
Yeah, it's only, hey, you know, I'm only going to see you between November 29th and January 2nd.
I could see that.
I don't see you.
I could see that, especially like in our situation, you know, if we have a child that lives out of town... And they come back to town and they might see, you know, like some of our friends that everybody was friends with when they lived here. I could see that happening. We haven't done that I'm aware of, but I could definitely see it happening.
Okay. Okay. I bet it's more common than mm-hmm. you might think.
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
Okay.
Well, because there is an incentive to see each other because there are more of you that are able to see. You know what I mean? So, like in my case, it would be like, oh, my daughter comes back to town for the holidays, and,
uh-huh.
you know, our friend Ray and his wife and his daughter, you know, because my daughter went to school with his daughter and played basketball together. We might get together because of that.
Sure.
Yeah, so I could see how that would work.
But you don't like him?
No, not that
any
much.
Other time
no,
of the year.
I okay. really don't like him that yeah. much. Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah, he's just one of the greatest men ever. It's fine. No, I don't like him that much.
Well, you're very confusing. Glad we could clear that up.
Well, life gets in the way sometimes during the other parts of the year, which is a really bad excuse for not getting together.
Yeah, Jay, work on that.
I know. I need to be better, Steve. Yeah. I blame my wife.
I mean, she's here to defend herself.
I know. See, usually I say that and she can't reply. This time she just snorted and stared at me.
Bring your wife to work day.
That's right. And everyone will judge because she's right and I'm not.
All right, well, here's a question that you might be able to be right or wrong on.
Okay.
Probably wrong, but
most likely, yeah.
How many hellos? When you pick up a phone,
uh-huh.
and there you say go hello,
right?
No answer. How many hellos after do you go?
Ooh.
What's like the go-to?
Because it's silence, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, hello?
Yep.
And then you go, hello?
Yep.
Maximum two.
Maximum two?
For sure.
Wow.
If you can't say hello back after the second one, you're either going to, and do I know it's my friend or is it a spam or an un?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's, if it's not a saved contact.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe two. If it's a friend, for sure two, possibly three. If it's my wife, I'll keep saying hello because there's just so much love.
Now you've done it, Jay. You've done it. Brownie points. A+.
Now, usually it's like, what's up, girl? What's happening?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Oh, no. What's the pet name you have for her?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. What is it?
You're making me nervous, Steve.
Babe?
Yeah, yeah. Because you called me that earlier.
I called, out
of mistake.
There's a lot of pet names, yeah. Steve.
Actually, what was it? Oh, this was at my former job. We had a work emergency or whatever.
And okay.
I lived, you know, close to the radio station.
That's a dumb call on your part, but
yeah,
yes.
I know. Uh-huh. I know. So I was able to get there real quickly and fix something.
Certainly.
So the guy who was in charge of the radio station that was having the issue,
because right.
we had several, I called him. I was like, hey, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. And he told me how to fix it. And so I did.
Right.
And then at the end of the conversation, he was like talking to his wife at the same time, and he goes, all right, yeah, love you.
Yeah.
And then he hung up.
That's the autopilot, love you.
So I was quick to text him back and say, well, love you too.
That a boy. Well done.
He appreciated that.
Yeah. We just changed that in our text there, didn't we, honey?
Change it to what?
We don't say love you anymore. What do we say? We don't remember because we were listening to the difference.
Uh-huh.
And it was, instead of saying love you, there's a difference between saying love you and I love you. So we decided, you know what? That's actually very true.
It takes so much more time to type I.
Right.
I mean, yes, that's also true.
So we decided that we would start saying I love you instead of, you know, just love you.
Uh-huh.
So now that's the change we've made it for the end of 2024 and forever going forward.
Okay.
That's the end of the story. Oh, see, what in the heck were you expecting after that?
I thought there was like some magical thing.
I mean, that was pretty magical. What did you want?
And now we love each other 10 times more.
I mean, what did you want? You wanted... Would that have made it better?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think so.
I love you, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you fear violence from a chicken? Monty?
No, I'll square off with the chicken pretty quickly.
Kevin James.
Yeah. You're confident in your abilities?
Oh, yeah, and I have. And I win every time.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right.
Every time?
Kevin's clip of the day.
Oh, Kevin, just a clip.
Yeah. Okay. Jay, I got a short one for you.
All right.
And it's by a guy, Fit Dad CEO is the name he goes by.
Oh, let's go Fit Dad.
Yeah. Have you heard of this guy?
I think I might have.
Okay. I've seen him a bit lately for whatever reason. I guess he's in my algorithm.
Now you got him. Yep. Congrats on that.
And I saw this one and I thought it was just kind of funny. He does a lot of like short little, I don't know, they're not puns. What's the word I'm looking for? Just like silly,
like sayings of some sort.
No. Well, I'll play it for you, and then you can tell
me.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
So yeah, check this one out.
I said to my son, "How do you get 100 math teachers into a room that only fits 99?" He said, "Well, don't you have to round them up first?" I said, "No, dummy. You carry the one."
He always does this thing where he goes, "No, dummy."
Yeah, right.
And then whatever.
I like the dad jokes.
Yeah, dad like jokes. That. I don't know what you call that though. There's like another name that I'm. It's not like it's in the same realm.
Yeah,
as like puns.
I really want to hear more now. Do you have more than one? Was that it?
Oh, I mean, that was the only one that I. Had.
Dang it! I was hoping for so many more now because I like this concept.
I mean, do you
and
want
the
me-
music and the whole. I mean, they're all clean. I would assume.
Do you want me to try?
Oh boy!
Do you want to risk it?
Risky business.
I mean, it seems he's talking about his son.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably okay. He's also dad jokes don't have bad words in them.
Never.
Hmm.
You want me to try one?
All right, let's try one more.
Okay.
Gosh, why are you shaking your head at me, honey?
Trooper's favorite store.
Yeah.
Oops.
My wife is over here saying I'm an idiot.
Okay, here we go.
Dummy.
I said to my son, "What's a stormtrooper's favorite store?" He said, "Well, I know Luke and Vader's favorite store is a secondhand store."
Hmm.
I said, "No, dummy. I was a little clever, but it's the one next to the Target."
Oh, he was at Target in that one.
I understand. Yeah, I get it. I like secondhand store better.
The Big 99.9 Dummy. Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you think of his haircut, Seth? You like it?
Kevin's haircut?
Yeah, you like it?
Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm imagining it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Oh, Steve. I hate to say it's almost over, but it's almost over.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Are you talking about the year, the show?
Just today's show, yeah.
Okay.
I was just a little sad.
Are you?
No, I'm okay. What do you got for a final thought today?
I was going to say, I see maybe a twinkle in your eye.
Oh, yeah, you could. You could see it.
Tear?
Mm-hmm. A tear. Certainly.
Jay, I had a weird deja vu moment.
Oh, no. Okay.
As I would like to call a who dat. Deja vu moment.
Okay.
You know how we get those emails from
our culture molders?
Yeah, the powers that be.
Yeah, like about birthdays and anniversaries of coworkers.
Birthdays, anniversaries, all that stuff.
All the things, uh-huh.
So there was an email sent earlier this morning wishing someone, I don't know what it was, a happy birthday or happy anniversary.
Okay,
or
sure.
Something.
Yep.
And I saw it, glanced at it, and
seems like you're really connected to the people who work here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the name's highlighted.
Okay.
I saw the name and I looked at it and I go, who is that?
Who's that? Who'd that be?
Yeah. And I said it out loud to myself.
Certainly.
And then I realized, no, it was an anniversary thing because it said this person has been here for a year.
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I realized, I think I said the same thing a year ago when they were hired.
Yeah, right.
And I saw like a different posting that said.
Certainly, yeah. We would like to welcome so-and-so. Yeah. You're like, who's that?
Who's that?
Right.
And they're probably someone in the news department doing something.
I'm sure, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, this feels very familiar.
Oh, I do that quite a bit. Yeah. I'm like, wait, who? And then I think, oh, I know who they are. Yeah. They put what department they're in because I feel like that helps you narrow it down.
Yeah, I still have no idea who this person is.
I'm sure there's other big companies, and we're not even that big, but I mean, just if you have multiple levels, ours is weird. We have multiple levels, really odd schedules. People sometimes come to work, you know, like we do early, and then you don't see anybody in the afternoon or anything. So I'm sure there's a lot of that.
Do you suggest I email this person and say, hey, happy anniversary?
Do you feel like it's important to you? Would that make you feel better?
Me?
Like you're doing a nice thing? Yeah. So I do it quite often.
I ask this person who they are?
That I don't think is a good idea.
Final thoughts.
Who are you? Have we met?
No, I know we definitely haven't met.
Okay.
Because I would have remembered. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
I think you've met.
You think I've met this person?
I'm pretty sure you have.
Are you serious?
Yes.
There's no way.
He's up here quite often.
Are you serious?
I am serious, yes.
Oh, well, I've never met him. I've
okay,
you've
seen him. All right, that's fine. That's fair.
That's who that is, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, I know who that is.
Now I know.
I don't really know him.
That's a fair point, Steve.
So do I send him an email?
I think you're fine.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
go ahead,
I think
Jay.
You're good. Yeah, if you're like, you know, Rob, I've sent Rob a email this morning. Did you?
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I mean, he's been up here on the air.
Yeah.
That makes him a friend of the show. So Rob King from our Channel 4 friends.
Yeah.
He is having a birthday. And I was like, hey, man, happy birthday tomorrow.
All right. You know what? I'm going to do it now.
Like, don't do it just because I do it.
I was hesitant. I was like,
you be you, boo.
No, babe, I prefer.
Okay.
I was going back and forth.
Boo babe.
Boo babe.
Yeah, I already got a babe. You're going to have to be boo babe.
Okay, I'll take that. All right, I'll do it now. You convinced me, Jay.
All right, well.
Go ahead with your final thought.
Travel safe if you're doing any of it. I saw the story this morning that today and Monday are the busiest travel days of this particular holiday season. So I'm sure it's going to be very stressful in certain situations. And I keep my fingers crossed that, you know, everything goes well. So just be aware of it. Hopefully it's not going to snow a ton. I know it's already snowing up north in our listening area, like Bonner's Ferry is getting snow and the rest. But, you know, just go a little slow. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry. All those things. Take a chill pill, bro. And everything will be fine.
Whoa, when did Bailey Zimmerman get here?
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Steve, have a great weekend.
You as well, Jay.
Please tell your father again, thank you so much for the pizza that he sent. It was amazing.
Glad you enjoyed it.
From Lou, wait, Lou. Nah.
You got it. You're close.
Mel. Ooh. Am I there?
Yeah.
Malnati?
Malnati. Yeah, well, it's...
He's naughty!
I mean, it's... I say it Lou Malnati's.
Malnati's. Malnati's.
Kind of more with a U, but I don't know if that's actually the right way of pronouncing it.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it is Malnati's. I don't know.
What do you think it is? Malnati?
Lou Malnati's.
Okay, yeah, you're probably closer to right. It's a Chicago thing.
Yeah, it's just always the way that I've said it. I don't know if that's actually right. But anyway, it's delicious.
That deep dish was amazing. So, yeah, tell him thank you for that. That was very generous.
Yeah, no. Glad you enjoyed it, and... thanks to DJ Denise for stopping by. And
yeah, thanks.
Cleaning shop.
Thanks for putting up with me, Steve.
Yeah, 2 days.
I know. I feel like we've reached the quota.
Hey, I'm in a different room. I don't know what's going on.
I'll
be
in to clean your window.
Oh, yeah. She wants you to move out of the way so she can clean that window.
Oh.
Oh.
So
he
now
says,
I'm in the way.
He says, oh.
Right.
So now.
I think just your
before
thank you.
I crash the countertop.
Yesterday I said...
Yesterday you called my wife fat because you said she'd break the counter, and I thought that was rude. You're
that's exactly
what he said.
You're
fat.
She said, I'm going to get the tape off of the window.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, it's kind of high up. It's hard to reach. And she goes, well, I'll stand on the counter.
Right.
So I can reach it. I said, that seems dangerous. And she took that the wrong way.
I believe you said, well, do you think that's a good idea?
Dangerous, good idea.
We are so glad you came.
All right, now I'm in the doghouse.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
No more treats for you, dude.
Bye-bye.